The first question is for Mr. Rocky. Many staff changes have occurred in last year at Maplewood through the budget process, dismissals, and resignations. How do you think that has impacted the city, and what, where do you think we can go in the future? Ms. Cave.
Yes, with all the changes that have occurred, the year has been stirred up. Newspapers have been writing articles, and if you believe everything you read, well, then that's what you believe. City staff is very happy. I talked to a lot of city staff. There has been internal jobs that have gone to people internally. When we have job postings, people have been moving up. People are happy. This whole thing with 33 people gone, I don't know where that numbers came from, but you know, we've also added more police and fire. These are essential services we've needed. We've combined areas. We have our public works and park maintenance people combined. Now, people fear that. This has been going on, a cross-training program, for years, that we would have these two groups working together, so in the winter when we have public works snowfall people, that they can now do grass cutting in the summer. So this cross-training program, instead of having two groups of people, we have now combined them into one. They work under one head instead of two. They're called maintenance workers. They're not street workers anymore. They're not parks grass cutting workers. They're maintenance workers. Now this fears, people have fear from this. The workers are happy with this. They answer to one person instead of two. They all coexist because they all work together. Our police and fire, like I said, they've added more people. We've had more connection now with our police chief and our fire chief. Now our police chief goes right to the lieutenants. We don't have somebody in between that and the lieutenants like that. So if this is a problem and a fear, I take responsibility for that, because I think this is a good way to move, and I'm for it.
Mr. Nephew.
Boy, I have a lot to say about this topic, so I'm going to try to keep it short. First, I wanted to point out that AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, is the union that represents most of the largest number of employees in Maplewood. And these happy Maplewood workers have endorsed me and Will Rosbach because they think it is past time for change on the Maplewood City Council. I can believe that workers have told members of the current majority that they're happy when you create an environment of fear and retaliation, when people who do things that the City Council majority don't like, even when it's their honest professional opinion or their honest ethical obligation, when they are fired in exchange for doing that, don't be surprised if they tell you what they think you want to hear rather than what they really think. As far as the effect of this on the city, I think this week's headlines in the Lilly papers announcing John Bannock lawsuit settled for $500,000 is a good example of the cost of these decisions and the blatant disregard of, in this case, the police civil service statute, Minnesota statute 419. This council did not care about the law when it came to retaliating against someone. They did not care about workers' rights when they reorganized the city to punish everyone who had formed a bargaining unit. The mayor and the city manager declared that they thought it was a contradiction in terms for anyone to collectively bargain and also have any managerial authority. And because of that, they added three new positions and a fresh layer of bureaucracy onto the city. This is a shame. It's a travesty of good government, it's shambles, and it is absolutely on the top of the things that I think has gone terribly wrong in Maplewood. I also just would like to say, yes, the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust pays for those lawsuits, but you can imagine how happy all the taxpayers in Minnesota, all of us who pay taxes in other communities, are to be picking up that tab.
Two things. First, I just want to go back on a question Mr. Nephew said with AFSCME being endorsed. AFSCME called us in June. You can't file for city council until July. I did not go to the AFSCME endorsement because I said, how can you endorse someone in June when the candidates aren't even selected until July? So go figure it out. Also, we're a Plan B city. The city council does not hire and fire people. We're in charge of the city manager. That is it. So just so in case you don't understand, the city manager is all we are in charge of.
I think it's a little bit disingenuous to disclaim responsibility for the actions of the city manager. I think it's a little bit disingenuous to say that you're not to blame for the Bannock lawsuit when John Bannock's lawyer, the evening when the budget that removed his job was being discussed, got up and visited presentations at a meeting in early December of last year and explained to the city council that they were violating state law. And Rebecca Cave voted in favor of that budget after having been told that. She did not investigate it further. She just went ahead with the budget and reorganization. She also enthusiastically praised the city manager when he came up for review recently, so I can only assume that she's happy with the job that he's doing. And I'm not sure why you want to be on the city council if you're not going to take credit for the decisions you make and the people that you choose to install. Thank you.